Around the newsroom, we've been calling this next item the nuclear kitty litter story. It refers to a case in which the government may not have been watching things closely enough. In February, an accident occurred at the only nuclear waste dump in the U.S., the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant in New Mexico. A 55-gallon drum burst, releasing its radioactive contents. No one was hurt, but the dump has remained closed ever since. NPR's Jeff Brumfield reports that investigators now believe the cause was human error, lax oversight, and a bad pet store purchase.
If I told you the leading theory about what caused this nuclear accident, you wouldn't even believe me. So here's James Konka, a PhD geochemist.
It was the wrong kitty litter.
The wrong kitty litter.
There's another way to help erase litter box odor.
It turns out there's more to kitty litter than you think. It can soak up cat pee, but it's just as good at absorbing radioactive material.
People don't realize the science that went into developing kitty litter. I mean, it was a really big thing.
Kitty litter has been used for years to help dispose of nuclear waste. Dump it into a drum of radioactive sludge and it will stabilize it. The kitty litter soaks up chemicals. And this is what contractors at Los Alamos National Laboratory were doing as they packed Cold War-era waste for shipment to the dump. But at some point, they decided to make a switch from clay to organic kitty litter.
Now, that might sound nice, you're trying to be green and all that, but the organic kitty litters are organic.
It's made of plant material, which is full of chemical compounds that can react with nuclear waste.
They actually are just fuel, so they're essentially the wrong thing to add.
The leading theory about this accident is now this. The organic kitty litter caused the drum of waste to slowly heat up.
Sort of like a slow burn charcoal briquette.
And after it arrived at the dump, it burst.
How come nobody caught this and raised a red flag?
That's Ryan Flynn, New Mexico's Secretary of the Environment. The Department of Energy oversees Los Alamos and the nuclear dump. Flynn says it should have been aware of the switch and stopped it.
You know, I'm frustrated.
Scientists at Los Alamos are now trying to recreate the exact blend of kitty litter and nuclear waste that sparked the reaction. Flynn wishes he was talking to NPR about something else.
In my dream, I was going to be talking to Sylvia Pagioli, commenting on some really cool Italian village or doing something other than talking about kitty litter.
According to him, there are more than 500 drums packed with the wrong kitty litter. The majority are in the underground dump, but dozens are still at Los Alamos and another site in West Texas. None of these drums have burst so far, but the lab and the company handling the Texas waste have put them in heavy containers for added protection. Flynn says federal authorities need to come up with a long-term solution and prevent future mix-ups.
Well, ultimately, it's the responsibility of the Department of Energy, and it's also their responsibility to now clean it up and fix it.
Until the exploding kitty litter problem is solved, all shipments to the New Mexico dump will remain on hold. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.